Hello, everybody. This is the House of Dark, and welcome to Dark and Rant. I'm going to try to make this quick, but I feel like I need to get this off my chest because I'm gonna grab my you know, pretend soapbox and get on it and to go off on something real quick. In a recent discussion, it's been this argument about whether or not content, whether it's a movie or TV show, should tailor strictly to the hardcore fans versus those who are casual. And I'm not saying in any way, shape, or form that the casual fans couldn't enjoy it. But when I say casual fans, this is what I'm referring to. I'm referring to people who may not know, who know certain things exist. Like, obviously, like, if you're a casual person knows that, you know, as a day-to-day person knows, oh yeah, they've heard of Star Wars. But do they know it to the level of, like, say, someone else who knows about, like, the Mandalorians and knowing what happened on their planet of Mandalore and all the Jimmy Jam and about all the different games that came out and the books and the, no, that's not a catch. They wouldn't know that stuff. Not that they don't know, oh, you mean, like, you know, Luke Skywalker, may the Force be with you? That's someone who casually knows the stuff. Same thing, like, when it comes to, like, Marvel Comics or DC Comics, when you say DC Comics, people are like, oh, you mean the one with Superman and stuff? That's casual. They don't know the whole thing about, you know, death and life of Superman, that he was a Kryptonian, all this, oh, you know, all these different things about what happened in the comics and you know, the Infinite Crisis comics and all these things. They don't know about all that stuff. That's what I mean. Same thing with Star Trek or anything that has, like, a major fandom. It's on the surface. They know, like, they're not so head in the sand that they don't know that these things exist. Like, obviously they probably know who Spider-Man is, but they don't know Spider-Man to a level, the level, say, like I do or so other people, you know, like other hardcores and stuff like that. That's, so when I refer to the term casual fan, that's what I mean. And so when it comes to me and my fan, I am on certain levels a casual person. I'm a casual fan. I think if you listen to my review about, Godzilla vs. Kong, I made it very clear that I don't know everything about it. I didn't watch all the Godzilla movies. I don't know all that stuff. I'm not hardcore into that. Not that I didn't like the movies that have come out, but it's hard, you know, I'm not into that. And one of the things that was discussed is, like, whether or not these movies should be tailored towards more of the hardcore fans versus the casual. And I feel like I've had this discussion in a previous, like, probably like a year or so ago, about this, but it's come to more of my attention because I feel like people sometimes forget that these movies are not just made for the people who want these things to come out. You know what I mean? It's not just for like when the X-Men finally get released, it's not just going to be for me. It's going to be for everybody else who doesn't know who the X-Men are, or maybe who somewhat heard of some of it, maybe because of the movies that came out in early 2000s and stuff like that, or the ones with James McAvoy and stuff like that. They kind of know something. That's what it's for, or is for as well. And I feel like people need to remember that, and that when stuff is made, it's going to give, obviously, it's going to give those references or calls to people who know the stuff. Like, they're like, for example, in the previous episode of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, they introduced a character that people like myself would know, that a hardcore Marvel fan would know. As soon as they said their name, I was like, oh snap. I was like, I lost it. I was like, there we go, baby. We got him in here. He's officially in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He's now officially here. Let's go. And I'm going, this could mean several other things. But to, like, my wife, as soon as she heard his name, she's like, okay. It doesn't mean anything to her. Now, here's the thing about those shows. Same thing with WandaVision and things like that. She's not a hardcore, but those shows are still tailored in a way to where people like her who are not, she's not, I almost don't even want to say she's even casual, because some of it she doesn't know. Even some of the basic stuff, is not that, and there's nothing wrong with that. Because she's not me. She has a completely different taste of things, and she actually ended up liking, she was introduced to this stuff because of me, and because of it became a fan. But she's not going to be like me. And so, but the point is, I'm trying to make, is, like, the show, obviously, like I said, it reaches out to the people like myself who knew, like, who that character was. As soon as they said their name, I'm like, oh man, let's go. But at the same time, it still produced enough, it produces entertaining content for someone like my wife who isn't a hardcore fan like I am. And I feel like that's what it's supposed to be about. Because at the end of the day, don't we want people to enjoy the stuff that we enjoy? Don't we want people to like the stuff we like? And maybe not to the level that we do, but to enjoy it. And so when something's being made, whether it's a movie or TV show or a book, I won't say book. Books don't count. Books or comics, because that's how you get in. It's from the books and the comics. That's how you get in, you know. But when these shows or these movies are made, and even like, you know, cartoons are made as in a specific way, you want to get the people who don't know it. That's how you build a fandom, you know, and that's how you get people to want to continue to watch it and support it, whether monetarily or the watch, you know, things like that. You want that support system to continue to make the content needed in order to keep going. Cause at the end of the day, it's also work. So these guys are at the same time, while they're trying to reach other people, they're also trying to make money. And so if you really want that, or if you really want people to like your work, cause it is work. And it is an art to make movies and TV shows and things like that. And it is an art. There's a way to go. That's why I feel like when people go, oh, well, you know, I got people saying that, you know, I'd rather stay, you know, true to the hardcore fans because that's how I like it. Well, up yours, then go into your room and sit by yourself and be hardcore by yourself. I think it's not fair. It goes back into the whole gatekeeping thing I was talking about the other day in one of my podcast episodes about, like, people saying, oh, you're not an anime fan unless you watch these, but I don't want you in it because you're not really a fan. How are you going to tell someone they can't enjoy something? And at the same time, why does it have to? Here's the thing. I think it's not fair that if something's made and it's made specifically for the hardcore, it literally alienates everybody else. Now, not saying that you're not going to have the casual fan who watches it goes like, oh, I can actually like it. And I don't care if you get like, here's the thing. I don't care if you have, if out of like 10 people you talk to, six think it's like it, even though they're not hardcores. Guess what? The other four still didn't, because why? They probably aren't hardcore, so a lot of the stuff that happened, it didn't hit them. Everybody's different. You know, and even if you do tailor it a certain way, even for like people who aren't like big fans, and they still don't like it. But I feel like there's a whole demographic of people out there that you want to kind of enjoy your work. And so it's to sit there and say, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it now. I don't want it to be mainstream. Well, nobody asked you. Nobody asked you whether or not, and the funny part is nobody asked you if you want it to be mainstream. That's not the question. No. The question is, and the topic of discussion is more about, whether or not is it okay to tailor movies strictly to hardcore fans versus people who aren't familiar with all the backstory and the books and the movies and the different types of movies and all the stuff through the years and all the mangas and whatever, you know what I mean? All the stuff like that. And I feel like that's not fair, because now you're sitting there by yourself or with like five or six of your friends. And if that's enough for you, that's enough for you. But when you're in a situation where you can't afford that, or you don't have that luxury, guess who you got? You got your family. Or you got a handful of friends that maybe aren't like you about certain things. Cause I'm gonna tell you this right now. I have a lot of friends who aren't into the same stuff that I am. Some of it they are, but there's a lot of it, stuff that I'm into, they're not. So I can't force them. I'm sorry, I'm gonna take some water real quick. Excuse me. I can't force them and if I can't get force them to like something to the level I like it, because that's unreasonable. At the same time, if they don't, there's nothing I can do about it. So I just go about my business. But to sit there and say, you know, I rather, you know, and the funny part is, like, whenever I have these kind of conversations, people tend to bring up stuff that have nothing to do with one or the other. Like, they're like, well, what about, you know, you like this stuff? We're not talking about a game. We're talking about movies. And in all honesty, games kind of don't work the same way, because it really doesn't. You can play a game and not have to play the previous one. Like, here's an example. Like, Final Fantasy VII Remake. There are plenty of people who that's their first Final Fantasy VII. That's their first Final Fantasy game, period. The reason why the fact that it's called a remake implies there's a previous game. Now, also, if anyone who knows anything about Final Fantasy VII Remake, it's technically not a remake, but it's actually a sequel. But the hardcore fans know that stuff already. They can tell the difference because of dialogue and things like that and stuff that have this different from the previous game. Because if they've played it, they would know that. But someone who's not a hardcore doesn't know that. And especially if it's their first time playing a Final Fantasy game. Now, are they allowed to be a fan of that game and that game alone? Of course. Of course. Because, you know, that it brought their interest and now they're playing the game. Now, could it spark interest in for them to go back and play, the original? Possibly. Or, you know, or watch the different movies that are animated. There's like the animated ones that came out. There's Advent Children, all these things that is connected to Remake. Sure. Would they? They can. Do they have to? No, they don't. And should they? No. You know, and I think that's where it comes into play. I think that's where it's important. The goal is not only to appease the fans, the hardcore people who are all about that life, but it's also to bring in the ones who aren't familiar to a point to where they enjoy it. And so that's where I stand on that. As someone who's a big fan of the Marvel Universe, excuse me, and recognize that to a certain degree, they don't go too deep on certain things. Like, I'm telling you this right now, and I said it before when we were talking about when Infinity War was first coming out, and I was doing episodes about it, like what they're going to do, what could they do differently, and the fact that I said, there's some stuff in, literally, if you go back and read the Infinity Gauntlet story, and you compare it to the film, you're like, wow, they changed some things. And there's a reason why. Because if you go in, it's confusing. Even to fans, even to good, big fans, it's kind of like, yeah, it's a little weird. It goes certain directions. But it doesn't, but the fact that they still did the movie in such a way to where it still appeased the fans, and yet at the same time drew in people who aren't familiar. That's good content. Now, you know, like I said, does it mean like if they make a movie for the hardcore that they're trash? No. But guess what? You're limiting yourself. You're limiting yourself to just the hardcores. Now, should a movie be so surface knowledge that it doesn't appease a hardcore? No. And the thing is too, I want people to understand, that's the one thing I don't want to happen. I don't want it to be so surface that you don't get the satisfaction. Nothing would upset me more if I go to see a Marvel film and it's super basic. I'm like, yeah, but there's more they could have done. You know, oh, why didn't they do this? Why did they do? And you'll get me to do that because like there's so much they could have talked about, like because blah 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 blah. And, you know, and so I will get that way. And that's where the balancing act comes in. Now, granted, these guys do whatever they want, but guess what happens when you pull a Ryan Johnson and do what you want and think, you know, I think this is what should be done. You get people hating your guts. I said, but if you're willing to go that way, go that way. That's on you, but be prepared for people to not always take to it. And so my thing is too, and I want people to understand this, that everybody's different. And I recognize that. And I understand that too. I understand that people are going to take a movie or show and they will see things differently. Like my wife doesn't see things that I see when I watch a movie or a TV show. I'm like, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, I didn't catch that. You know, but that doesn't mean she doesn't enjoy it as much as I do because she doesn't see those things. It just means I just see those things because that's how my brain functions. That's probably what I'm going to look for. And that's the same thing with anything, like, or the other way around. Maybe I'll watch something that she's about and I will not, or I won't notice certain things because that's not stuff I will look for. Things like that. We don't know, but it's like everybody's different. Everyone's going to enjoy different things about that movie or that show. And that's perfectly fine. If you like it, you like it. Matter of fact, if you liking something different about it, guess what it does? It opens up conversation about it, you know, and it gives you get a deeper discussion about it. And so I'm going to be very transparent about this right now. At this point, I'm going to be very transparent. Part of this had to do with Godzilla versus Kong. I, as a, if we're going to use this term, as a casual fan, did not get all of the references and pulls that they made from previous work or iterations of Godzilla that were done in this movie. I didn't catch him. Matter of fact, in the previous one, apparently there were some references they made in that. I didn't catch it in those movies either. Did it affect whether or not I liked it? No, because I wouldn't know what I'm missing. Matter of fact, I like Godzilla, King of the Monsters, even though they made some references I didn't even know what they were. I said, however, them deep diving into hard references in this movie, did it affect whether or not I enjoyed it? Yes, it did. This time around, it did. Now, we don't know. I don't know why. I was like, I don't know why this time around when they went deep, it made me going, it did that. Maybe it's because I just didn't know. But, they, you know, you have other people who watch it like, oh man, they did this and did this and it's pulling from Toho and other, all these other the ways they've done it. And I'm like, cool. That means you like it. That's fine. It's just, it didn't hit me that way. And it makes me go like, oh wow. Okay. So if he was tailoring this movie strictly to reach to the hardcore, that probably explains why it didn't hit me that way. And it makes you go like, it makes me kind of worry about it. Cause if they do any more, the guy keeps doing it this way, you're not going to get me. You know what I mean? And if that's how he wants it, that's how he wants it. If he wants just strictly the hardcore guys to be in it, that's fine. That's on you. I said, but don't expect me to be, to jump on board anymore. That's how it's going to be. But at the same time, like you should be, if you're good at what you do, you can find a way to reach all the hardcores with the proper lore and information and throwbacks and all that stuff. And at the same time, keep everybody who doesn't know that stuff interested. That's good. That's good storytelling. And I feel like that missed the boat in this time around. And I was in an unfortunate situation where the conversation just went all over the place about that. And once again, I didn't say this movie was trash. I hate this movie. This movie's stupid. I was just like, I thought it was okay. You know, I like certain parts. Other certain parts were good. I still disagree when it came to the human element. I still think it was still too much. I didn't think that the monsters got more screen time than. I think there's certain moments where they did more with it. Yeah, and I agree with some folks I discussed. You know, it wasn't as choppy anymore when it came to the fights and stuff. I agree with that. And I agree they didn't go deep diving fleshing out these characters. I agree with that as well. Do I think they still got more screen time than they deserve? Yes. Did I think there was way more shenanigans that happened to that story than it didn't need to exist? Yes. But once again, that's because that's how I took it. So at the end of the day, I feel like you should never have to alienate a person just so you can get what you want. That's not healthy. That's not good. And I don't care, you know, and you're like, well, Dave, well, we're just talking about movies. I'm like, no, oh yeah, and we are. I said, but it still stems from the fact that it has to be done a certain way. Who you, and in all honesty, if you're just trying to reach a very specific demographic, you did it then fine. But don't be surprised when you don't get everybody else, unless you're not trying to get them. And I don't think that's fair to other people who want to know, who want to watch this, but you didn't tailor it for them. So they're stuck sitting there going like, oh, I thought it was, like I said, I'm like, I thought it was okay. You know, it didn't blow my mind versus the people who are super into it. Be like, oh my God, it did everything I wanted it to do. It did all just like, I'm like, congratulations. I'm glad you like it. I felt different, you know, and I'm not going to get mad at them for liking it. Why would I? I just know next time around when they make another one, which they probably will, I'll be a little more wary of it. I'm like, well, we'll see what happens. We'll see if it catches my attention. If it does, I'll check it out. If it doesn't, well, you know, they kind of dropped off last time. So it's just how it is. So that's my whole thing about it. I just feel like, you know, if you're going to tailor, how should a movie be tailored? Or should a movie be for? Who should the movie be for? And I feel like that, you know, if they want to just keep it towards a very specific demographic, that's fine. But don't sit there and be surprised when the other half or whatever percentage doesn't take to it. And you're like, well, you're not a hardcore, you're a casual. Well, what do you think was going to happen? And sit there and say, well, you know, I like it this way. Well, up yours. Then you can stay home. You can stay by yourself with your little handful of people in a closet, you know, hardcoring it by yourself. You can do it by yourself then. You can leave me out since I'm a casual. So we'll leave it at that. And at the, and in all honesty, like I said, I'm just happy we get what we get. Now, granted, I don't want it to be trash, but I'm happy that, you know, people are like, oh, they didn't do this. They should have been like this. Well, you know, sure. But there's a reason why the Marvel Cinematic Universe has been existing for over 10 years now and still producing very good product and also getting very good responses. I'm just saying. You know, even though, you know, and the fact that this content is catering to both the hardcore and the casual. So I'm just saying, you know. Anyways, that's my whole thing on it. I didn't want to be long on this, but you see what happens. It just bugged me. And I felt like I had to say something, you know. And this isn't attacking anyone specifically. I'm not calling out about anybody's names. I didn't say anyone specifically. You're like, you said this to me. I think you're trash for that and stupid. You know, I don't know why you said, I'm not doing that because that's not what it's about. I said, but it did inspire me to say, to record something because I needed to get it off my chest because I just feel like it bugs me. And it still and it also kind of stems on the fact that like everybody's opinion should be respected, even if you don't agree kind of situation. But in order for that to happen, you have to listen. So that's the other thing too. But that's a whole separate, and I've talked about that with opinions before, but that's a whole separate subject that if I keep going, this would be an hour long, 45 minutes to an hour long episode. And I know folks don't want that. So anyways, this is the House of Darkness saying, you know, be nice to each other, except, you know, if, you know, just be happy that you get to have something that you like and you're able to share with other people, regardless if they're hardcore or not. Just be happy you get it. Please. All right. I'm out. I'm going to go have some water and lay down. Woo, folks, sometimes it'd be funny to me, folks.